The Buy Nothing Project is a movement that encourages people to rely on their neighbors for things they need and buy new things only as a last option. Members of Buy Nothing groups can gift things like clothes for their kids that they might have outgrown, or services like helping with household chores. There are over 7,000 Buy Nothing groups around the world. Now, we're spending some time with the founders of one in Appleton to learn more about it. Sarah Scanlon is an environmental health specialist for the state of Wisconsin and helps start the Appleton Buy Nothing Facebook group. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And James Bacon is an educational technology business owner who serves on the Appleton School Board, also helps run the Buy Nothing Appleton group on Facebook. James, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having us. It's good to be here.
Sarah, I want to start with you. For people who are unfamiliar with Buy Nothing, can you explain a bit more about how it works?
Yeah, so members that are in our local community map, so each Buy Nothing group has its own map that you have to live in, and you can ask for or gift anything that's legal or within Facebook guidelines. So, for example, I have asked recently for 2 adult bikes as a recent ask, and I've also given all kinds of herbs and things like that from my garden.
And James, I'm curious, how did you first encounter Buy Nothing and lead to getting it started in Appleton?
Yeah, so I lived in Boston, Massachusetts before moving to Appleton back in 2019, and the group in my neighborhood there was really active. And just honestly, especially after having a young kid, found that it was really great as a way to get to know people and also get all the things needed for being new parents without the pressure of spending money and worrying if the kid didn't want to use it. And then slowly it just started to really, or I guess I started to realize how great it was for any and everything. And so when I moved here, I looked for one and there weren't any. And when I went through training to start one, I met Sarah, and that's how we kind of got to know each other and started the group here in Appleton on the north side of town.
I think there's a tendency, maybe especially among people here in Wisconsin, to be reluctant to ask for things. I certainly count myself in that camp. It might be a little awkward to say, hey, I need this. Can someone just give it to me free of charge? Sarah, could you talk about sort of coaching people and how to ask for things?
Absolutely. So in our early days of Buy Nothing, James and I practiced asking for things a lot, actually, because we found that you're right, that oftentimes people struggled with that. It's kind of like a culture shift for them. You know, it feels weird, feels awkward. So we demonstrated it a lot. So our posts often will start off with the word ask. And then, you know, sometimes people will give a little story about why they need this item or want this item, because it doesn't have to be a need. It can be anything. You can ask for anything. And we found that if we showed within our group that people were happy to fulfill those things, whether it be a cup of sugar or some happy birthday balloons, that people realize, oh, well, people actually are willing to share their abundance with me. And in the meantime, I'm getting to know my neighbors and building a community that grows upon itself.
And as I understand it, when you're in the Facebook group, you can make 3 different types of posts, an ask, receive, and also a gratitude post too. James, can you talk about that third one, the gratitude post, and what that's all about?
Yeah, of course. It's sometimes one of my favorite ones, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, as Sarah mentioned, this group operates a little differently than most, and part of it really is around building community with those that you live around. And so in the group, we encourage people to express gratitude towards other people in the group, you know, publicly, you know, partly because it reinforces the idea Sarah was just mentioning, you know, that we all have something we can give and we all have something we could get from the group. And we should also, you know, be happy about it. And it's often those posts that get a lot of people chiming in that then are spurred to add on gratitude, sometimes to the person that, you know, the original post was thanking, and sometimes, you know, that it just inspires them to thank other people where they've really given second lives or multiple lives to things from other people in the group that they maybe wouldn't have had otherwise or have had to pay for, and just are pretty happy that they didn't have to do so.
Sarah, earlier you mentioned adult bikes on the Facebook group. And I'd imagine that if one person is offering a bike and the other person shows up to get one, they're both interested in biking and there may be a connection or perhaps a friendship that arises from that. Have you experienced that in your time in the group?
Yeah, actually, I did just recently. I had a member that met me actually at my garden to come and get some chamomile leaves to use for tea. And she noticed that I had the same compost bin that she had. And she was telling me all about it. And I was like, well, you know, you must have much better luck than I have because my compost is not doing well. I don't think I'm doing it right. And we were able to connect and she gave me some tips and tricks as to maybe how to do a better job. And so, yeah, we were able to kind of build a little gardening relationship there.
And James, from what I've heard, you and Sarah started this basically from the ground up in Appleton with not many people in the Facebook group at the beginning. Can you talk about what it took to grow to the several thousand people you have in there now?
Yeah, and I just looked right as we were hopping on here. 1,500 as of today in our group and about almost 4,000 in the Valley area here in the greater Appleton area, which is great. But yes, to your point, in the early days, no one in the area really knew what it was, probably other than me and Sarah and our, you know, partners, because we told them about it. And so we tried just to put the word out there in any and every way we could. I had no real network having just moved to the area. So I was trying to find other Facebook groups or places online to just put it out there that it existed. I know Sarah reached out a lot to people in her network. And as I met people, I just pretty frequently, but also, hey, do you live in this area? Do you know about this group? And then tried to, you know, encourage them to join. And honestly, I think, you know, that helped get the ball rolling a little bit. But, you know, it really, I think to Sarah's point earlier, took us, you know, constantly posting in the group. Sometimes even in those early days, Sarah and I would just post something and say, hey, can you just say you want this, even if you don't, just so people know what it means to use the group so that people think there's reason to come back and try it out. And honestly, kind of, it just started taking off as people had experiences, I think, that they were compelled to tell people too. And once we got to about 100, it just kind of kept going. And we had, I think, 190 people join in the last 5 weeks. Wow. So, I mean, it's just really kind of taking off a whole lot at this point through word of mouth, because I think it feels different in the group than I think most other communities online, especially on Facebook these days.
And Sarah, what are your hopes for the next 6 months, the next maybe 6 years of the Buy Nothing Facebook group? What are you looking forward to in the future?
Well, hopefully I'm not over speaking for James, but I know James and I have talked a little bit about splitting our group. It's called Sprouting. As it grows, what happens with a large online community like that, it gets to be quite a bit for, you know, admins to handle. So we have talked about how and when that will happen, if it will happen at all. We've also talked about possibly bringing on another admin to help us with all of the work that comes with this group now being 1,500 people. But I hope that it continues, and I hope that people begin to utilize some of the lesser known gifts, meaning gifts of time and gifts of service. So for example, you could ask someone to help you move your fridge out of your house or come pull weeds in your garden or teach you how to do something. And I really hope to see a lot more of those connections, because sometimes it's those services and those acts of time that really we need from our own community.
Well, Sarah and James, we'll leave it there, but thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Scanlon is an environmental health specialist for the state of Wisconsin. James Bacon, an educational technology business owner. They talked with us about the Appleton Buy Nothing Facebook group, which they started together.